To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 12 matchup between the Pittsburgh Steelers and Chicago Bears. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Who's going to be the Steelers' starting quarterback in that game? Perhaps we'll get something from Tomlin. Let's talk to Trey Essex, our guy, about this right now. He's on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Trey, the host of the Snap Count Show with Charlie Batch. He's our weekly guest Tuesdays at 8 a.m. Hi, Trey. Who do you start on Sunday if Rodgers is cleared to play?
What's up, fellas? You still start A-Rod. I mean, Mason does good in this offense. This offense has been the same despite the coordinator the last three iterations of the offensive coordinator. And he tends to do well in his offense, but you still get the keys to A-Rod. It's his team, his offense, and I think he'll do good against this Bears defense.
Trey, if A-Rod can't go and it is Mason, like how far can Mason take this team if, say, Aaron Rodgers is out 3-4 weeks or even up into the playoffs? I mean, we don't know like what the circumstances are with the wrist injury. How far can Mason take this football team?
I don't know. I think there is there's a reason why he hasn't been a starting quarterback. He had his chance to do something in Tennessee, although – circumstances worked the best for him. He's had his chances to kind of cement himself as a starter here, and it didn't work out. His role is a backup, and I mean, unless he has like a Nick Foles type of back half to this season, he can only take us so far. I think he can get us to the playoffs. I don't ultimately think he can win a playoff game for us, if I'm being honest.
I would agree with that, though the defense, in my opinion, has turned a corner here, Trey. They were great against Indianapolis. I think the dam kind of broke against the Chargers, but they were mostly good in that game. And then they turned around and shut Cincinnati down after we saw what they did to the Steelers on that Thursday night. Do you agree, and what do you think is the biggest difference in the defense these last 3 weeks?
I think Tomlin alluded to it, and there's no coincidence at all. It's directly contributed to the fact that Jalen is playing free safety and we traded for Kyle Duggar. That stability back there in the back end has solidified everything for us. That's what we've been trying to find, something that we thought we had with Juan Thornhill that didn't work. Obviously, Deshaun being hurt in and out of the lineup the first part of this year didn't help the stability. So having some stability with Jalen Ramsey, who I think is going to be that guy as safety, he's going to make that turn in his career like Charles Woodson and Rod Woodson when they moved from DB to safety and was able to be effective and elongate their career because of that. And I think Kyle Duggar is perfect for this defense, and he's already paying dividends. He already got on the board. Could have had more interceptions. I think he had a couple that he dropped the previous couple of games, but he's fit in seamlessly, and that is the biggest reason, no doubt about it.
Trey, I saw your tweet, whether it was Sunday or yesterday, about Jamar Chase, and I couldn't believe, and I still can't believe, that somebody of his stature, who's regarded as one of the best receivers in the game, and really has never did anything, troublesome, never really spoke up, I can't believe that he brought himself to do something like that. You know, what's your take on the whole situation? And, you know, even for somebody like Ja'Marr Chase to do that.
Is this a thing now? This is like the third or fourth incident this year. I can tell you one thing. Like, I've been in a fair share of scuffles and disagreements with folks. I've never even thought to spit on somebody. It's never even been a conscious, like, it's such a vile act. And it seems to be catching on, being the new way to show disrespect. I know Jalen Carter was one of the guys that started out the season doing it. And now it really does seem beneath a guy like Chase, because I was a big fan of his. But like I tell my kids, man, the act is one thing. The lie is even worse. To sit up there and go to the media and boldface lie, not once, but twice, and still not come out and show some contrition for that. Like, it was a loogie, dude. It wasn't even know when you talk to somebody and spit gets on your lip or whatever. It wasn't that. This was a concentrated, like, loogie directed at Jalen Ramsey, and there's no way that you can think otherwise. He wasn't spitting at the ground. That Dak defense is not going to work for him, because the film or the camera did not lie. You see it clearly.
Well, and there's a couple of things to that. So Zach Taylor, he took up for his guy. He said, "I stand by Ja'Marr. It was an emotional moment, and a lot happened before that led up to it," which I think is nonsense, because nothing justifies spitting on a dude. And then Ian Rappaport yesterday said that here's the defense that Ja'Marr Chase is trying to use in his appeal. Quote, "His argument essentially being, as far as I understand, if he was going to spit on Jalen Ramsey, he would have spit on his face rather than the floor or on his jersey." I mean, there's zero accountability here, Trey.
None. I don't get it, man. And like I said, like Doran said, Ja'Marr Chase has been a stand-up guy. Like, he's arguably the best wide receiver in the league of all. When you think about the division rivals, like, I don't like Cincinnati in general. I don't like Cleveland in general. I don't like Baltimore in general. But there are certain players. It was Lamar Jackson for Baltimore. I'm a fan of his. Ja'Marr Chase, I was a fan of his until this recent incident. And it for him not to have any accountability, for him to stay silent this long, and I get it. You got to appeal it. You know, you don't want that money taken out. I don't mind him mounting a defense. But that's wild. For him to come up with that defense, to say that if I really wanted to spit on somebody, I would have made it in his eyeball or on his face. I would have been a little bit better with my aim, you know? So that's crazy.
Any problem with Ramsey swinging on him?
No, not afterwards. Like, during the game, I was disappointed because he's become our emotional leader on defense. He has really taken on to that role, and I love the fire that he plays when he seems to be amping it up. At free safety, he knew how important this game was. So initially, when I saw what he did and back-to-back plays on top of that, I was like, okay, dude, like, you're better than this. You know what you mean to this team, and you know how important this game is. But once I heard his defense, and he was very matter-of-fact about it, I heard his before I saw the video or before I heard Chase. I was like, once I heard his, I was like, okay, I'm kind of sided with him, because the way he said it and with the conviction he said it with, he was like, "F football," respectively. I like how you added that.
Yeah, right.
Respectfully, but no problem at all. Because once he said, once that happens, that's all gloves are off. This is not a football game anymore.
Trey, do you think the Chicago Bears are a good football team?
They're 7-3. I mean, their resume is what they play a funky type of football. It doesn't look exactly clean, but they're finding ways to win. And I'm a big fan of their coach. I think Ben Johnson got those guys fired up. There's not a lot of recent good history in Chicago, especially the quarterback position and all the turnover they've had the last few years, not being able to find their franchise guy. And Ben Johnson has something working. And so as long as these guys believe in what he says, they are a dangerous football team. And that division is not an easy one. And so for them to be leading it right now, I mean, you got to say they're a good football team at this point.
Trey Essex of the Snap Count Show, two-time Steelers Super Bowl champion, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Injury aside with Rodgers, last six quarters of football, not his best. How concerned are you, even if he's healthy, that he might have hit a wall?
I am a little concerned because, and I watched film yesterday, and our wide receivers aren't getting any kind of separation. Like, he has to hold on to the ball for a long time. Now, for whatever reason, things opened up in the second half, and I think that was because Arthur ran a little bit some more man-beater type of routes that we didn't run as much in the first half. that throw to DK was a little off in the first half, that deep corner route that he threw. I'm not overly concerned yet, but it does pique my concern just a tad bit, because he has been off and the offense has not been rolling as much as we would like it to. And but like I said, it's not all on him. I think teams are getting hip to this all tight end type of position group that we're putting out, and we're not getting a lot from our wide receivers either. So like I said, the separation isn't happening there. A-Rod takes some blame, but it's not all on him.
Trey, this was wonderful. It always is. Twitter is down. I forgot to text you yesterday, and so I tweeted out hoping that you would see it and not forget to come on with us. And of course you didn't forget, because you're a much smarter man than I am. Thank you. Thank you for jumping on. We love pushing people to your podcast too, with Charlie Batch. Thank you, Trey.
While I'm talking about that, for folks who are having a tough time finding the podcast, you can find us on YouTube under Big Play Pittsburgh. And we're on X under Snap Count Show. And we're also on Sportsnet Pittsburgh. We're on the big screen, fellas. You can find us in your living room.
Hold up. I didn't know that. Yeah. Really?
Wow. Sportsnet.
It's going to be on Thursday. I think the show time's at 3 or 7. Yeah, man.
Let's go. Is that going to be live?
No. Okay. It's going to be a rerun of the same show. So
awesome.
Yes, we have our 7 o'clock show on Mondays, and then we do our preview show on Fridays at 2. And then, yes, we'll be on Sportsnet Pittsburgh on Thursday.
How about that?
Great.
Good stuff, Trey. Nice. Well, thanks for coming on. Happy you got that out there, bud. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, see you next Tuesday, guys.
He's the man. Thanks, Trey. That's awesome.
That's big time. That's good.
Yeah, old Dan Potash, little Rob King. Bam! Trey Essex.
Charlie Batch.
And Charlie Batch.
Yep.
CB. Is Mason Rudolph this Steelers version of Charlie Batch? You can respect Mason, and then you can go too far with your respect. I'll explain more when we...
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come back. I thought Trey Essex did a good job of describing Mason Rudolph, that he has faith that he could lead them to the playoffs if Rodgers did need screws and plates and was going to miss a lot of time, but not that he would be the reason why they get there or anything like that. Meanwhile, we had Pony tweet out yesterday that he thinks if Mason was given time, he could be a top 20 quarterback in the NFL. And I single Pony out because he's got a huge following and we love Pony. But I don't think he's alone in thinking that. I think there's a ton of Steelers fans that have flooded our text line the last couple of days that have a bunch of faith in Mason. And isn't it okay if we feel the way Trey felt about him, feels about him?
Yeah.
Can I just simply think he's a really good backup quarterback in the NFL?
I mean, what tells people that he could be that, though? What tells Pony? Well, I guess Pony asked the question. Did he say that he agrees that?
You know what? I need to. Well, Twitter's down. He might have just asked it as a question.
Maybe he said that he thinks that. I think he said he thinks that. So let's go with that. What tells Pony and everybody else that is on that train that Mason Rudolph could be that type of player? Because I have never seen consistently Mason Rudolph tell me that he could be a top 20 quarterback.
Me neither.
I'm not saying that he's bad either. Like, I'm not saying that at all.
And we got to be careful because everyone wants to jump down your throat whenever you don't think Mason is God's gift to quarterback play. But I haven't seen it either. And I think the best argument can be made for Mason doesn't have anything to do with Mason. I think it's guys like Geno Smith, who's had a bad year this year, but the way he turned his career around. Darnold, Daniel Jones, guys like that.
Those guys were high pedigree picks.
I'm with you. And let's say Mason became Geno Smith. What does that win you? What does that ever win you? I'm still sort of kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop for Sam Darnold. He had some ghastly interceptions against the Chargers this weekend.
That was his first bad game. Oh, they played
for
the
sure.
Rams.
The Rams, excuse me. For sure it was. And of all those guys, he's the one I believe in the most. Like, Geno's fallen off. Daniel Baker. Jones, I don't know. Baker, but he's a 1-1 guy, right? Which is what you're saying. Like, the Steelers said they had a first-round grade on Mason. I don't know that I believe that or don't believe that, but he was drafted in the third round for reasons.
But even if they had a first-round grade, all those guys were anointed the starter almost immediately. Like, they were the starting quarterback of the teams before, didn't work out, then kind of revitalized their career. Mason was never like, all right, we're going to the season, Mason Rudolph's starter.
Right.
Geno Smith was the starter.
Right. And then he got Darnold punched starter. In the face by IK or whatever his name
right.
was.
Right. Like, those guys were the starting quarterbacks. It just didn't go well. Then they revitalized their career. Mason's never been in that situation.
No, Mason was drafted around the time that backup quarterbacks wind up getting drafted because he's always been a backup quarterback. He's got the size. He's got a strong enough arm. At times, he's got lead feet. He moves better than Rodgers because he's, you know, a decade plus younger than Aaron Rodgers. But he was never the answer at quarterback. He never had that kind of pedigree. He was really good in college, but that was when the Big 12 was the old Big 12, and dudes be running open all over the place. Yeah. And I know what he did against Pitt, and my God, he did it to West Virginia a couple of times too. He was an elite college quarterback. That doesn't always translate. He has nestled in to be one of the better backups in the NFL, and I think it's okay to say that that's a good thing for Mason. He's had a hell of a career and will continue to be a backup for as long as he wants to be a backup. Getting drafted in the third round, he probably wouldn't have signed up for that day one. I bet you now he's thankful for what he's got. Just as a thought exercise, here are the quarterbacks in the NFL. Who could Mason jump? Not Matthew Stafford.
We're saying right now.
Right now. Right now.
Okay.
And I'm going with starters because there's a lot of backups playing, and we could do the same thing with the backups later on, but Matthew Stafford, he ain't better than him.
Well, let's go with the backups that are starting.
You want to go with the backups?
Yeah, let's go with whoever's a starting quarterback right now. Would Mason Rudolph be better than them in that position?
Okay, so we'll even give him a better chance of being a top 20 guy. Okay. Well, we all agree he's not better than Stafford.
No.
Or Mahomes.
No.
Or Mayfield.
No.
Or Drake May.
No.
Josh Allen.
No.
Sam Darnold.
No.
Lamar.
No.
Herbert.
No.
Goff.
No.
Hurts.
No.
That's 10. Is he better right now than Daniel Jones?
No.
No. That's 11. Dak.
No.
Jordan Love.
No.
Caleb Williams.
No.
Jackson Dart.
No.
Joe Flacco.
Right now, no.
Mac Jones. Mac Jones been great.
No. I mean, Purdy came back in and he lit it up the other day.
I know.
Mac Jones was great. Everybody's great in that offense, though.
No, for sure. Hey, maybe if you put Mason out
right.
there.
You know, okay.
There
okay.
is something to that. But Mac right. Jones was really
yes,
good.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Of course not. People have the side-by-side comparison of Sunday's game. But, come on. I mean, has he been better? Jacoby Brissett? Brissett's a good backup quarterback.
Yeah, he hasn't been better. No.
They've been better with Jacoby than with Kyler Murray.
Absolutely. They said that he's the starter.
Is he good point. Is he better than Tua?
Tua of late has been decent, but
no, he's no. So there's 20. There's 20 right there.
Okay. So now we're getting to the
Trevor Lawrence.
No.
Davis Mills.
Davis Mills is I think they're the same.
They play good defense there.
Yep.
Real good defense. Marcus Mariota, Tyler Shook. I mean, now we're among the guys. Yeah, you could make that argument. I mean, Mariota's in the same category.
Same thing, but Mariota can run, so like I'll take that. If I'm working with a backup quarterback, it's Mariota or Mason, I would take Mariota because he can extend drives because of his legs.
And I know that we've seen Mariota in the Arthur Smith offense before, but with a different collection of characters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I need to win a game for my life, I'm taking Mason Rudolph over Tyler Shook.
Yes.
I'm not taking him over Bo Nix.
No.
Bryce
Young? No.
No. Bryce Young.
They're low-key winning down there. If you look up, they've won six games.
Yeah, they went from cute to, like, are they good real fast?
Right.
J.J. McCarthy? I think I'd take Mason over J.J. if I had to win a game for my life right now.
Yeah, probably not. Not me.
You're not taking him?
Yeah.
All right, so there's a bunch of guys. I mean, with some of the backups, like, you could put Mason in that 25 category, so I guess he's not off. I think what that kind of underscores is the state of the NFL.
Mason's a top 40 quarterback.
Yes. Yes.
And that's fine.
On a given Sunday, he can play like a starter capable guy, but that's what good backups do.
Exactly.
And that's what we've been saying for a long time on Mason. Like that 3-game stretch at the end of the 2000 and whatever it was, 23 season, he played lights out. He led the NFL in passer rating.
He played 3 games. Right?
But he played 3 games.
Right, and that's what, yes.
And people extrapolate that out. And I bring up Tennessee, and people kill me for it, where he threw 9 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. People say, oh, well, Tennessee sucked. Yeah, but isn't it important to note that the only team that signed him to be a starting quarterback was the worst team in the NFL? Like, that was the team that said, we are going to give you a chance to start, was a team that was probably hoping that he would lose.
And then he signed for, like, $1.8 million.
It was cheap as hell, yeah. And then he wound up losing to Will Levis. Like, they decided to go with Will friggin' Mayo in his coffee Levis. Again, love Mason. He could be this era's Charlie Batch. He is 8-4-1 as a starter. I take nothing away from the guy. But I don't think there's a snowball's chance in hell that even if Rodgers needed surgery and Mason's the guy the rest of the year, that he could be the Steelers' franchise quarterback.
I don't think he could be the franchise quarterback, but I think that he can make some noise this year. Like that, I'm like such a, it's such a fine line with Mason and me. Like I think that he can't be a franchise quarterback, but I think if Rodgers was out,
he's serviceable.
I think that he'd be all right.
He's serviceable. He showed you on Sunday. I mean, he can get the ball to his eligibles.
Mm-hmm.
And in Mason's defense, George Pickens looked like a guy when he was out there. And he didn't when Kenny was out there. And Kenny never got to really play without the shackles of Canada. But he was much better than Trubisky. That's okay. I'm really happy he's here. If next year Rodgers retires and you do get a quarterback that falls into your lap, and they want to start Mason for 4 or 5 games or 6 games or 8 games at the beginning of the year, okay, because then you're cheap and you can spend money elsewhere. I don't hate that. That's what other franchises do. But I don't think he's ever going to be a long-term starting quarterback in the NFL, and I think that's okay to say.
Yep.
Like, Texter, you guys really don't think much of Mason. No, I just think we're seeing it clearly.
I think exactly what he is.
Like, you think Charlie Batch is unsatisfied with his career? Oh, Mason's 8-4-1. 8-4-1. That's pretty damn good for a backup quarterback. And he's not going to lose you games. He's probably not going to win you many games. I'm describing a backup
mm-hmm.
and a good one.
Mm-hmm.
a good one. Like Gardner Minshew, good backup. Who's making, what, $10 million a season? I'd rather pay Mason the 4.5. And he loves it here, and he's a cult hero. Like, you think Mason Rudolph could buy every car dealership in town when he retires?
Yes, he can.
He'll put a statue up of mediocre Mason. Fan Morning Show Twitter polls brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. But don't worry about that because Twitter's down. Which, have you noticed I'm a little cranky?
Yep.
The Twitter being down makes me cranky.
I can tell.
I need my breaks to scroll. Tweet us brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can weigh in, though, at 412-928-9370. Are we too harsh on Mason, or do you look at him the same way we do? 412-928-9370, and you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
For you. The Mason Rudolph discourse is insane. Texture writes, and you cannot compare Charlie Batch and Mason Rudolph. Charlie far superior. Okay, now I got to feel like I got to go the other way.
Well, Charlie was a starter in Detroit. So, like, that's what I'm saying.
He was.
That's the difference between Mason and a lot of quarterbacks.
He had a better career.
Uh-huh.
As far as backup for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mason's been better. Mason's won more games. Mason's got a better quarterback rating.
He's played more games, too, right?
He has. Batch only played, this is kind of nuts.
Nine.
And he went 6-3.
That's pretty good.
It's very good. And I maintain that, like, backup quarterback's an incredibly important position. They don't win the Super Bowl in 2005 without solid quarterback play, backup quarterback play. Like, Charlie Batch and the Steelers beat the Packers in Lambeau Field. Now, the defense had a lot to do with it, but if they lose that game, they don't make the playoffs. They were the sixth seed at 11-5. Like, you needed that win or else you're out. So you need your backup to play well. 2010, they don't go to the Super Bowl if they don't go 3-1 in the four games that Ben was suspended. And in 2008, you had Byron Leftwich beat the Washington, whatever the hell they were called back then, And if they don't win that game, they're probably not hosting the AFC Championship game at home. Like, backup quarterback play matters, and Mason's a very good one at 8-4-1 with a 90 rating in his career.
We have had a lot of decent, pretty good backup quarterbacks here in Pittsburgh, though. I think that that's what a lot of the Steelers fans are always clamoring for, a guy like Mason or a backup quarterback, because it has panned out a lot for in the last, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's panned out pretty good. I mean, you think of Byron, you think of Bruce Gradkowski, you think of Landry, you think of Charlie Batch. I mean, those are pretty decent guys.
People always push back on Landry. He was good, man. I mean, he was 3-2, so he played 5, and he had a quarterback rating 86. Like, both these guys have better quarterback ratings than Batch, and I'm taking nothing away from Batch, and it's also different eras and blah, 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 but they have been solid at backup quarterback for a long time. Dennis Dixon won him a game.
Yep.
Now, Vic, until he couldn't see over the line and he couldn't run the way he used to, and then Landry came and beat, as a considerable underdog, the Arizona Cardinals. So it matters, and it's okay to say that Mason's just a really good backup. And I think discourse around here, around quarterback, is skewed because we all look at it through this prism of, like, we're kind of desperate.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't really seen great quarterback play since the end of Ben. And few and far between, like, Russ had a moment. Rodgers, up until the last 6 quarters, was good. Like, we even thought Fields was good because he didn't turn the ball over and would run into the end zone in the red zone. But I think we're desperate. I think everyone loves Mason because they look at him as, like, this underdog, hardworking kind of dude who has battled maybe even his own head coach's perception of him to continue to get other chances. And I think people in Pittsburgh can rally around that. And then it's what you're saying. It's the other guy. The other guy's always popular.
Always.
And if the other guy's this hard worker who you've seen lead you to the playoffs and he kind of became a cult hero, that's why people's mindset is what it is around him, I think. Let's see what Bill in West Mifflin thinks. Hello, Bill.
Hey, I'm up for Mason. I really had enough of Rodgers, and I think you just got a kind of a creepy man crush on Rodgers, tell you the truth. But
real quick, Bill. I mean, he had played really well until the last 6 quarters, so that we just flush everything else down the tube because he didn't play well for a game and a half.
What have you done for me lately? That's all I'm worried about. And I think Mason is right now is just as good as Rodgers.
You know, Mason in the second half led the Steelers to just as many points as Rodgers did in the first half, right? They both led 10 points.
Yeah, but Rodgers, do you think Rodgers is like your boy and you got a crush on him and he can't do no wrong? I think Mason could just do
I just
the
told
same
you
thing.
He's played a bad 6 quarters, but what has Mason done to make you think that he's the guy, Bill? Do you have a man crush on him? Do you have a Mason Rudolph whoopee in your bed? Do you have his fat head on your wall?
Were you over my house?
Thank you, Bill. Were you over my house? I don't have a man crush on Rodgers. I just think the guy was on pace to throw more touchdowns than any Steeler ever, and he had 6 bad quarters. Really, 4 bad quarters and then 2 mediocre quarters.
You have a man crush on Rodgers. I could tell. I could feel it.
I mean, I think at this point in their lives, like isn't Rudolph like clearly the more handsome man? What am I doing here? Ron,
oh, my goodness.
Ron in the car. Hello, Ron.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, you know.
Oh, fun times. At least they won on Sunday. So.
Ron, who's a more handsome man, Aaron Rodgers or Mason Rudolph?
Definitely Mason with that stash.
Yeah, the stash is good.
The stash. Here's the deal. I mean, the backup quarterback's always the favorite, right?
Yeah.
Once again, my opinion, we all have them. The Steelers haven't stretched the field all year. They don't use the middle of the field all year. I think Rodgers runs into more sacks than the offensive line has given up. So that's why a lot of people are looking at Mason. Mason did move a little bit better back there in the pocket, you know. But, yeah, Rodgers has played great, you know, except for those quarters. He has.
So who do you want to start on Sunday, Ron?
Well, if Rodgers is ready to go, you got to start Rodgers.
You got to go with Rodgers. And thank you for the call. And thank you for not, like, making it this weird thing that I like Aaron Rodgers like the previous caller, Bill.
You made it. You asked him who was more handsome.
Mm,
you made it even weirder. Mm. You went to physical.
At least I had a man crush on Aaron.
Not a physical man crush. You made it physical. You made it about looks.
845, make the smart call. Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. I do think Mason, one of his strengths is also his weaknesses. I think sometimes he does get lead feet in the pocket. And so he'll stand in there and he'll take a beating and he'll go through his reads. And sometimes it'll lead to him getting hit and the ball's going to come out. I'm just telling you, the more he plays, the more we're going to see that. But, yeah, the play does get to develop a little bit. Like, Rodgers likes to get it out a little bit quicker. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, maybe that can aid to receivers getting open. I mean, there's not a lot of receivers getting open. I mean, obviously, we see that with DK and see that with Calvin Austin. It's been a tough going for the receivers. Maybe a split second more of hold on to the ball in the pocket. Maybe guys can get open. So, we'll see. We'll see Sunday, because I anticipate at least this weekend Mason Rudolph is playing.
Well, and there's the report from Schefter, though, that got me a little bit concerned. I feel like we would know if it was a serious injury by now. I feel like one of the big wigs would report it. Maybe they are, and we just can't see it on Twitter, for God's sake. But Schefter said they were making sure that they didn't need to put screws and plates in. And that's got me worried. Because he probably ain't playing the regular season.
No.
If he's getting the screws and the plates.
You have to get, I mean, I don't. Not a doctor, but from my knowledge, if you have to get screws and plates, it's at least 2 months.
2 months? Do you have any screws or plates?
Not now.
Harry, you got any screws or plates?
Yeah, I do have screws.
Where at?
My Achilles.
Oh, yeah.
It was screwed in.
Harry, you got any screws and plates in your body? No? You ever broken a bone?
Yeah.
Which one?
My thumb. My left thumb. It was my right thumb. When I was 13.
Dodgeball injury?
Baseball.
My wife broke her finger playing dodgeball.
That's cool?
Yeah, with a little foam ball.
Man, that's tough.
Yeah, it just hits you in the wrong spot. Crack. Texture.
Did you ever break a bone?
I'm not answering that.
Why?
Because I'm afraid if I answer it, then the other thing will happen.
You never broke a bone?
Mm-mm. Did separate my shoulder, though. That counts.
Oh, at a wedding.
Yeah, doing a cartwheel. Texture. Roger's mystery wife is actually just Adam Crowley.
There we go. What if this whole time?
If I was just to, for whatever reason, pull at this thread, you don't think I'd have been the first one to report Rogers news?
No.
You don't think we know right now?
You have a loyalty to your husband.
Give us a ring on Rogers v. Rudolph at 412-928-9370. Some people, like Pony, think he could be a top 20 quarterback in the league if given time. We think he's just a really good backup. How do you come down on it? 412-928-9370. We'll also go around the NFL coming up next. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Time to go around the NFL. Myles Garrett on pace to break the NFL single-season sack record, Doran. Do you think he's happy being in Cleveland?
Yeah, to an extent. He's getting paid a lot of money.
He is. I feel like he'd get paid elsewhere.
For sure.
Maybe not quite as much, because they really broke the bank and changed up the precedent, I guess, on how you'd pay these edge rushers. Like, people have been tweeting out, like, oh, well, he's a loser. Like, da, da, da. I kind of see that. Like, oh, he's better than what? He is. Like, right now, like, it's not even a question. The guy has 10 sacks in 3 games, Doran. That's insane.
Yeah.
10 sacks in 3 games. But I don't know. I think he'd be doing that on a good team. And some people feel bad for him. Oh, boy, he's doing his part. He didn't have to be there. And he could still be having all the individual success on a winning football team.
Well, I mean, if he was really, truly happy, he wouldn't have did what he did in the offseason.
Exactly.
So, I mean, he probably would want to be traded. I think that they should have traded him and drafted Abdul Carter.
Yep.
I don't know.
Easiest thing to do right in the world. Because you know what happened?
You break the bank, and you're getting just Myles Garrett 2.0.
And they say, like right after the draft, wow, right in the middle of the draft. Wow, the Browns are doing a great job getting all these draft picks. Wow, wonderful, great. They use two of them on quarterbacks that stink.
Yeah.
And Dylan Gabriel's just clearly not. It was never going to be. It never had the size, right, the athleticism, the accuracy, nothing. And then Shador comes in, and all the pre-draft buzz on him, all his flaws as a football player, forget the off-the-field stuff, that reared its ugly head. And he was dreadful, man. Now, he almost let him back, but, like, he's a reason why they were down after leading most of the game in the first place. I think he could have had his cake and eaten it, too. He could have got out of Cleveland. He could still be leading the NFL in sacks. So when anybody says, oh, he's better than Watt, you're right now. But I think Watt's probably happier here than Myles Garrett is there. But it's the classic individual versus the team success thing, right? Like, Myles Garrett has all the individual success. He's breaking records, and he's got history every single week. But that team, I don't know, are they going to win again this year? Maybe, maybe not. But it's at least a question.
Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to ask that question.
I think he, for the most part, is happy. But not fully happy because he's not winning. But I think he got what he wanted. He got a lot of money.
He's going to go down as one of the best defensive players of all time.
It makes it a lot easier to lose whenever you're making that much money, $40 million a year.
And when nobody points to you as the reason why they lose.
I mean, a lot of guys get paid like that, and you never hear from them.
And you know what?
He's showing up.
You're all right about that. And he was, this is hard for me to stomach and to say, he was a joy to watch on Sunday.
Yeah.
And first time I've ever really rooted for him because I wanted to see the Ravens go down. It felt good to have him on my team for a minute or two.
Uh-huh.
I mean, 10 sacks in 3 games. That's more than Watt has all year, just by the way. He got 9 more sacks than Watt. He's going to break the record. He's absolutely going to break the record. All right, coming up next, more of our regularly scheduled quarterback talk as people are blowing up the phone lines to talk about Rudolph v. Rodgers. Who should start on Sunday? You can weigh in on that at 412-928-9370. If Mason has to play for a considerable amount of time, how do you think that changes the math on the Steelers getting to the postseason? And where do you put Mason among the top quarterbacks in the NFL? Pony says in the top 20, or he could get into the top 20. We just think he's a great backup quarterback. Give us a ring, 412-928-9370 on the hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We've got Jason Lockenfor at the bottom of the hour, but right now, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 42, going to rain all day.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.